outside of the Masjid Al-Aqsa. He entered into the Masjid Al-Aqsa. There he found all the Anbiya alayhi salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, were there waiting for him, and he performed two rakat salat. The all prophets pray salat behind him. So this incident also took place in Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is the only place on the earth where all the Anbiya alayhi salam performed the salat together. So it's a historical place. This is the only place where all the Anbiya alayhi salam together performed the salat behind Sayyidul Anbiya Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he came out from that masjid. He went to the hill, that rock which is called Qubbatul Sakhra, and from there one ladder came down from the heaven, and with the Jibreel alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded with the journey of Mi'raj. So that is very historical place, and that's why it is said when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend prior to the Qiyamah, he will be descend on the minaret of the Damascus Jami Masjid, and this Damascus also in Syria in the same length, and then he will kill the Dajjal, and then the Qiyamah will take place after that. So in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Roman Byzantine was ruling, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings to the Muslim, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that very soon you people will be able to conquer Jerusalem and you will take over the Masjid. Then time passed. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also became Khalifa. He passed away after 2.5 years. Now Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became Khalifa to Muslimin. So in 16 years after the Hijrah, after the migration, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered so many places: Jordan, Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, all these areas. So he prepared one huge army under the commandership of Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very brave commander. And he sent the huge army to conquer Jerusalem. He came down over here after the Battle of Yarmouk, and then he surrounded this whole area, but the Byzantine Roman Empire was very strong. They were very good fighters. So it is said about 6 months, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala was trying. He couldn't succeed. He couldn't conquer it. Then this the pastor, the leader of the Roman Empire, negotiated with Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that look, we don't want to fight with you people. We will hand over the key of Jerusalem to your leader. Condition is that he should come down over here. The patriarch Cyrus said that if he come down from Medina, then we'll hand over the key of Jerusalem without fighting. So the Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is what their condition is. Please, you come down. So it was far journey from Medina to Jerusalem is not easy. It's 1300 kilometers distant. So he gathered Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu Masjid al-Nabawi and made mashwira, consultation with them. What should we do? Should I go or should I not go? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we should not go, Amirul Mu'mineen. We need you here. If you go there and on the way something happened to you, then who will take care of the Ummah? You are a very important person. You shouldn't take chance. You shouldn't put yourself in danger. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who said no. Since this is the chance, we're going to get back Masjid al-Aqsa, and they are asking for this, you should go. And Allah's help will be with you. So with the opinion of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, finally Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided that yes, let me go and take over Masjid al-Aqsa. So he did not take any army with him, only one servant. And he ride on the camel, took some dates, water and barley, and he started journey. 1300 kilometers from Madinah Munawwara all the way to Jerusalem. And when he entered into the Jerusalem, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu went outside to meet him. He saw his condition. The thawb he was wearing had 14 patches. Some of them were even like leather patches on his thigh, and his shoes were torn in pathetic condition after traveling so long. So the Ubaidah radiallahu anhu gave him very beautiful silky gown. He said, please, you are going to see these great, great leaders of Roman Empire. Please, you must look better. So he took that garment for a while, but then he felt something inside. He said, no, I don't. He threw it away and said, bring my old clothes. He put on his own clothes, and then when he was entering to the Jerusalem, his servant was riding the camel and he was pulling the string. So they were very embarrassed. Abu Ubaidah radhiyallahu anhu, all the Sahaba, what's happening here? You are Amirul Mu'mineen. Look at your condition. What they will think about you. But he said, no. A'azzana Allahu bil Islam. We don't worry about these material things. Our izzah, our dignity, our honor is with Islam. If we follow Islam, Allah will grant us dignity and honor. If we leave the Islam, there is no respect for us. And in that condition, he entered. And those great, great pastors, they were opening their books, Torah and Injil, and they were matching the sign which was written in their books. That ruler of the Muslim will enter in Jerusalem in this condition, that his servant will be riding and he was pulling the string, he will have a thawb which will have patches on it. Every small minute detail was written in their books. They were on top of the roof, they were comparing, looking into Umar radiallahu anhu, and they satisfied, no, this is the right person which is written in our books. So when he came down, they handed over the key with respectfully, without any resistance. And there was a time for Salat. So they offered to pray, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, please play your Salat in our church. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu refused. If I pray Salat here, my Muslim people will take over your church and will make the masjid over there. I don't want to do that. So he went to pray Salat outside. And there where he prayed Salat, Alhamdulillah, later on they built the masjid, Masjid al-Umar and Masjid al-Qibli. So he cleaned all the dirt from the Masjid al-Aqsa. It was like a dump yard. They were putting their horses over there, and they were, all the dirt they are dumping in that place. So Hazrat Umar cleaned, and these Christians made the treaty with Umar radiallahu anhu, that we write it down in the treaty that no Jewish will allow to enter into Jerusalem. We don't want them. That was the condition of the Christian. That how they used to hate the Jewish. Look at today. They say, Ya Amirul Mu'minin, write it down. No Jewish will allow in this holy city of Jerusalem. Hazrat Umar said, no, this is not fair. They also respect this place because of the Musa alayhi salam, because of Harun alayhi salam. They deserve at least to come and visit their holy place. We cannot stop them. Yes, they cannot stay here as a resident and citizen of this state. That much can be done. But allow them to come and visit and pray and then go back. So that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu changed the treaty and made little lenient for them and allowed them to come into Jerusalem. Otherwise, Christians didn't want them to come to Jerusalem. Later on, my brother's time passed, then it went back into the hand of the crusaders, and they killed thousands of Muslims and Jewish and captured them. It's a long story. But then Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh captured again in 1167. In 1187 CE, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh conquered again Masjid al-Aqsa. And after that, about 8 centuries, Ottoman Empire and some different were ruling and controlling Masjid al-Aqsa. And then in 1917, when the World War II took place, World War I took place, then Ottoman Empire was destroyed and broken down. So British government conquered Jerusalem, and when they became the ruler of Jerusalem, and they started controlling Masjid al-Aqsa, and they are the one who allowed the Jewish to come and settle down in Palestine. And in 1917, there was a Balfour Declaration. In that declaration, by British government announced its support for the establishment of the National Home for Jewish in Palestine. And Arthur Balfour had written this Balfour Statement. That's why it is called Balfour Statement. So they divided Palestine between the Arabs and the Jewish. And what they did, 44% only they gave it to Arab, and 63% they gave to Jewish. Although Jewish were in minority and Arabs were in majority, but this is how they divided and granted the place to the Jewish. Arab rejected this unfair proposal, but in 1948, the Jewish declared their own independent state of Israel on 78% of the Palestine land. 78% of land they captured, and remaining they left for the Palestinian. And 85% of Jerusalem, including the old city and the Masjid al-Aqsa, they took over. Then there was a fight, took place, war between Arabs and Israel in 1967. In that war, with the help of America and Britain, they conquered the Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa. Since then, from 1967, they occupied this holy land, Masjid al-Aqsa, and they are not allowing the local Muslims to come and pray Salat over there. Atrocities and all this zulm is taking place on daily basis, and the whole world is with them. So now, brothers, they are about in OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. This OIC has about 57 Muslim countries. 57 Muslim countries. And they have about 80 million troops in their hands. 80 million soldiers, Muslims. And 56 out of these countries are the regular official members of United Nations. If only these Muslims states get together, unite, and demand for the Masjid al-Aqsa, easily they can get it. That much of power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them, but they are all working for their own benefits. They are not looking into the Muslims, Palestinians, and what is happening, you are aware of it. So inshallah, we can make dua for them, and whatever we can do, inshallah, we'll do it. So inshallah, this is my humble request. All the masajid also doing fundraising for our Muslim brothers and sisters of Palestine and Gaza. Inshallah, today also we'll do the fundraising outside. Brother Usama will stand with the box. So whatever you can, inshallah, Allah will give in your heart, open your heart and wallet, and give the donation towards this good cause. And inshallah, we'll continue next week also. So inshallah, if you don't bring money this week, so next Friday also, inshallah, you can do it from the May language of human.